Tantor Audio presents An Indigenous People's History of the United States by Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Author's note. As a student of history, having completed a master's degree and PhD in the discipline, I am grateful for all I learned from my professors and from the thousands of texts I studied. But I did not gain the perspective presented in this book from those professors or studies. This came from outside the academy. My mother was part Indian, most likely Cherokee, born in Joplin, Missouri. Unenrolled and orphaned, having lost her mother to tuberculosis at age 4, and with an Irish father who was itinerant and alcoholic, she grew up neglected and often homeless, along with a younger brother. Picked up by authorities on the streets of Hera, Oklahoma, the town to which their father had relocated the family, she was placed in foster homes, where she was abused, expected to be a servant, and would run away. When she was 16, she met and married my father, of Scots-Irish settler heritage, 18, and a high school dropout who worked as a cowboy on a sprawling cattle ranch in the Osage Nation. I was the last of their 4 children. As a sharecropper family in Canadian County, Oklahoma, we moved from one cabin to another. I grew up in the midst of rural Native communities in the former treaty territory of the Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho nations that had been allotted and opened to settlers in the late 19th century. Nearby was the Federal Indian Boarding School at Concho. Strict segregation ruled among the black, white, and Indian towns, churches, and schools in Oklahoma, and I had little interchange with Native people. My mother was ashamed of being part Indian.